Welcome to the, well, let's see, Ascending Masters of Light, Level 1, Session 11, August 14th, 2022. Malena, say hello.
Except today is August 7th, instead of August 14th.
What did we have 14th on? Who did that?
We're time jumping.
Wow. I don't know how.
You wrote it.
I wrote it.
I didn't do that one.
Sure. Yeah.
I have trouble with the days, the numbers, whatever it is. I'm not in my body very well.
And of course, let's start off with a couple of announcements first. Number one, mark your calendar for our next group session, which will be 12. Make sure this is right. It will be held August 21st.
That is correct.
Hey, I got it.
Yay.
Hey. We will have an open group discussion with any questions or comments, followed by a teaching session and closed with a brief meditation. Following session 12, we will allow it a month for everybody to integrate and practice the massive energetics that have been transmitted in the last three sessions. Session 13 will be held Sunday, August the 18th.
No, September.
September. So yeah. No, I said September. I did. I didn't say it either. But it's written September 18th. Registration. Aha, this is a good one. Number three. Registration for our November 11th 3-day light conference will be available on August the 15th. You will receive an email with the link to register. Now, to start with, we're going to start with a short review with what happened last session, just to kind of get you up to date. Now, the council told us that they would be focusing their teaching on the upgrade of the third triad. The third triad consists of the crown chakra, the soul star vortex, and the higher mind chakra. They then began to talk about the prisoner light that we received in that session. They said that as the crown chakra opens, it widens and stays open more consistently. The flow of light prism from the creative realm of sources are drawn into the center channel of the fifth dimensional body. So the influx of the light prism creates a wide functional center channel of communication within the energetic system of both the light body and the physical body, operating within the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. The council further explained that as the refined creative light prisms flow through the crown center into the center channel of the body, they are seated in the sacred heart center. All communications of these light prisms are received in the crown, flow through the soul star vortex, which holds your individual soul spirit at the first moment that your spirit is given a prime directive, and begins to communicate to the individual soul and soul purpose of a specific life experience. Now, each chakra of the third triad is an invaluable communication light vortex that continually receives from the creative source realms. This communication is not limited to just one type of creative light influx. There are multiples of different kinds of light influxes that are transmitted from the first three rays of creation. They are distributed according to the purpose of any specific creation. The various types of creative light configurations that are communicated by a third triad are necessary for the unified function of the upper seven non-physical chakras and the lower seven physical chakras. All of the different light configurations are received and processed in the same progression. The light patterns are received in the crown chakra, processed through that soul star and the higher mind. Then they flow through the center channel of the Ka body, which is our fifth dimensional etheric body, and are seated in the sacred heart center. The council explained that this open-ended progression of various types of creative light that streams from the third triad allows the white star tetrahedron to continue to transmit increased wisdom and knowledge that relates to the soul experience in the human body. The perpetual communication from our sacred heart center into our physical chakra flows through the center channel and then is seated in the earth star. Now, the center channel that is continually used as a communication conduit for the light transmission is upgraded substantially since you first began to use it in the beginning of your primary teaching. The council said that the light prisms are accessible when used in the creative manifestation of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional physical human bodies. They provide multiple ways in which to create form within form. The creative light prism was a gift from Source to help accelerate our ascension path and keep us directly on that path. It has within its energetic composition all of the color codes and sound templates that we have used by differentiating the light and using the different codes for that specific purpose. Because the configuration of the light prisms emanate at a much more refined octave of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions, they are magnetically balanced, so there is a continual equilibrium. The electrical charge that emanates from the human thought are automatically tempered to match the magnetic symmetry. The various wavelengths of the colors of the rainbow provide a coherent flow of color codes in the frequencies that are required for creation in matter. The light presence also has an autonomic function that is very valuable to us. The Council of 12 then discussed the upgrade of the third triad and how that triad became a bridge between the physical chakras and the non-physical chakras through the placement of the thousand petal lotus. They told us that the 2020 conference we received, at that conference, we received a refined iteration of magenta color code from the central sun. They were transmitted into the fourth triad in a continual circular motion. We directed the magenta color code into our thousand petaled lotus into our third triad, filling our third triad with this refined magenta code. Now, they ask us to notice how the magenta color code moves down the center channel of the body where it enters the second triad. They wanted us to observe the seed crystals in the center of our physical head to see how the magenta color code has all altered the brilliance of these seed crystals as they continually reflect the light. The seed crystals are now humming at more than one tone of a universal tone, a galactic tone, a cosmic tone, and finally our personal tone that we receive when our prime directive, color codes, and sound codes were given to us. They said this is important for us to remember because our personal energetic upgrades are equally as important as the upgrades we have been talking about. They told us that we are master creators in form that uses all these light configurations as they are the tools of our trade. Now, the council stressed that it would take some time to integrate all of these energetics. We integrated them by using them. We have to use them in the second triad so that we learn how valuable and usable they are in our creation. They said that we will alter substantially the consciousness of our body by using the light prism in the second triad. They urged us to notice how effective that autonomic function of the light prism is. Now, with this review completed, here is today's agenda. Is this correct?
This is correct.
Cool.
We had a last minute change. The masters came and spoke this morning.
They came and went very quickly.
Yeah, they said, oh, by the way.
We have some changes for you.
Now, Milena will give us some information about where we are and why. She will then bring us into our light temple vortex and open our session. Joan will then bring in the Council of 12 for a teaching of the fourth triad grades in our energetic system. Milena will then lead us in the closing process. Milena?
Joan, you want to say something before we get started here?
Say something.
Well, you know, as y'all know, these have been unbelievable concepts and energetics that we have been asked to integrate. And they're really pushing us to get a certain amount of information in before this conference, because this conference, and we've said this in other conferences, it won't be like any other conference we've ever had, because this is, you know, a lot of teachings are called master teachings, and they all are to some extent, but this is like nothing that Milena and I or John have ever experienced, and I'm sure it's the same with you. So, no, I don't have anything, you know.
Okay.
Outstanding to say other than that. I just am blown away by what has been transmitted so far and where we're going. And, you know, it's one of those things you can't say, well, it's this, because as we integrate, they are monitoring that all the time. And as we integrate, some things integrate faster than others, and some things in our group, because of the group itself, integrate more quickly than they had anticipated. And so all of a sudden we have an itinerary, and then at the last, you know, few hours, they say, oh, by the way, because they see an opportunity here for us to move a little quicker. And so that's what happened today. And it happens quite often, and it will continue. So, you know, we've said before, be flexible. Things change.